Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets opened June on the back foot. Dow down 177 points or 0.5%. Did pair an early decline of as much as 405 points. Salesforce jumping 9.9% after their solid quarterly result after the closing bell of the previous session. Broader S&P 500 down 0.75%. Financials down 1.7%, leading 10 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Energy up 1.8%, the only primary sector to advance. Delta Airlines fell 5.2%. That was despite the carrier raising its total and unit revenue guidance for the second quarter. However, they did downgrade their capacity outlook. NASDAQ down 0.7%. Meta Platforms falling 2.6% after Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg announced she was stepping down after 14 years with the company. Small cap Russell 2000 index lost 0.5%. Also weighing on sentiment was comments from JP Morgan Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon, who warned of an economic hurricane caused by the Federal Reserve and the war in Ukraine, adding that the investment bank is going to be very conservative with their balance sheet. US corporate earnings front, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise falling over 7% in extended trading. That was after the cloud company reported lower than expected quarterly EPS and revenue. US economic data front, it was a busy calendar overnight. Final reading of the S&P Global Manufacturing PMI slipped to 57 in May. That was versus the flash estimate of 57.5. Separately, the Institute of Supply Management's Manufacturing Index rebounded to a reading of 56.1 in May from 55.4 in April. And that was better than economists' forecast for a decline to 54.5. And finally, the job openings and labour turnover survey, or JOLTS survey, recorded that job openings declined by 455,000 to 11.4 million on the last day of April. It was in line with economists' forecasts. Also, Federal Reserve released its latest beige book of general economic conditions, recording that the economy in the majority of regions in the US expanded at a modest or moderate growth pace from April through late May. Signs of the central bank's actions to cool demand were beginning to be felt. Indeed, the report said that retail contacts noted some softening as consumers faced higher prices, and residential real estate contacts observed weakness as buyers faced higher prices and rising interest rates. European bourses slipped into the red after Eurozone manufacturing data showed growth fell to an 18-month low in May, orders down for the first time in almost 2 years amid inflationary pressures. That saw the pan-European Stoxx 600 index down just over 1%. Utilities are leading the declines, down at 1.3%. Germany's DAX eased 0.3%. DWS Group dropping 6.2%. That was after the German asset manager's chief executive resigned just hours after police raided its offices in connection with a probe into allegations over greenwashing. France's CAC down 0.8%. On the economic data front, final reading of the Eurozone S&P manufacturing PMI declined to 54.6 in May from 55.5 in April. Separately, German retail sales fell a more than expected 5.4% in April. That was against economists' forecasts for no change. London's FTSE down almost 1% ahead of the Platinum Jubilee long weekend. BT Group edged 0.2% higher. That was despite the Competition and Markets Authority saying it was launching an investigation into the planned sports broadcasting JV between BT and Warner Brothers Discovery. The UK economic data front, final reading of the S&P manufacturing PMI printed at a 7-month low of 54.6 in May, unchanged from the earlier flash estimate and down from 55.8 in April. Separately, latest data from Nationwide recording UK house prices grew for a 10th consecutive month in May. As I alluded to, UK equity markets, I should say, are closed tonight and Friday. Struggled to get LME prices on the base metals complex, but yesterday saw the release of the China Caixin Manufacturing PMI, which tends to focus on small to medium-sized enterprises. It rose to 48.1 in May from 46 in the previous month. That was slightly better than economists' forecast for a reading of 48. Nonetheless, it was still the second sharpest contraction since February 2020. Benchmark spot iron ore inched 5 cents higher to $136.55 a metric ton. Precious metals climbed despite rising treasury yields and a strengthening dollar. Gold edged 60 cents or 0.3% higher to $1,843.30 an ounce. Oil prices advanced, WTI up 59 cents to $115.26 a barrel. Brent up 69 cents to $116.29 a barrel. Attention now turns to the latest monthly meeting between OPEC and their key producing allies tonight to discuss production plans. As I mentioned a day earlier, the Wall Street Journal was reporting that some members of OPEC were weighing exempting Russia from oil production targets, which would pave the way for the likes of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and other OPEC members to pump more crude. Yields on 2 through 7 year Treasury yield notes move sharply higher as investors are priced in a 59% chance that the Federal Reserve will deliver yet another 50 basis point rate hike in September. 10-year Treasury yield's up almost 9 basis points to 2.93%. 2-year net yield climbed 12.4 basis points to 2.66%. Some commentary from Federal Reserve officials getting some attention. St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank President James Bullard saying that the current US macroeconomic situation is straining the Fed's credibility with respect to its inflation target, reiterated his call for the central bank to follow through on promised rate hikes to bring down inflation. Separately, San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank President Mary Daly telling CNBC that the Federal Reserve should get interest rates up to a level that no longer stimulates the economy. She estimates that to be 2.5% as quickly as possible, including 50 basis point hikes at the central bank's next two meetings. She added she does not see a recession as the Fed's tightening actions take hold due to the strength of the economy. Fed's next monetary policy meeting is 14th and 15th of June. Aussie dollar buying about 71.75 US cents. Bank of Canada hiking rates by 50 basis points for a second consecutive meeting overnight, noting they were prepared to act more forcefully if needed to bring inflation back to its 2% target. On the Australian economic calendar today, you've got balance of trade figures for April, final readings of the S&P Global Services and composite PMIs, and the AI Group Construction Index.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.